Happy New Year, and welcome to my hermitage. Today is the 1st of January, 2026, and the Church celebrates the solemnity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. This is still a feast day within the octave of Christmas. St. Luke writes, "The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem, and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds, and Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart." Today, on the octave day of Christmas, the Church places before our eyes a simple but profound scene: the shepherds coming in haste to Bethlehem, and Mary keeping all these things and pondering them in her heart. In this moment, quiet, unhurried, and filled with mystery, the deepest truths of our faith shine with clarity. For today we celebrate Mary, the Mother of God, Theotokos, the God-bearer, the one through whom the Eternal Son took flesh and entered the world. This solemnity stands at the threshold of a new year, not by accident, but by divine design. We begin again not with noise and resolutions, but with contemplation, learning from the heart of a woman who receives, treasures, and interiorizes the mysteries of God. Luke tells us that the shepherds went in haste. They did not delay. They did not hesitate. They moved with the urgency that comes from encountering divine revelation. These shepherds, poor, unnoticed, probably uneducated, are the first to look upon the face of God made flesh. They behold humanity's salvation wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And then they do something remarkable. They make known the message they had heard. They became, in a single night, the first evangelists of the gospel. Their hearts are overwhelmed by grace, and from that fullness they speak. Evangelization always begins this way, with wonder, with amazement, with a realization that God has done something for me, that God has come for us. Joy that is received cannot remain silent. It moves outward. The shepherds teach us that the first step in sharing Christ is simply to let ourselves be amazed again. But then we turn to Mary, and her posture is different. Where the shepherds speak, she is silent. Where the shepherds proclaim outwardly, she listens inwardly. Where they hurry, she remains still. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Mary is the contemplative center of the Christian mystery. She teaches us that receiving Christ is not something accomplished once, but again and again, in the quiet space of the heart. The Word who took flesh in her womb continues to take flesh in her spirit as she ponders God's actions in her life. Notice that when Mary ponders, not only the glory of the angelic announcement, but also the confusion, the uncertainty, the poverty of the manger, the fragile vulnerability of her infant son, she holds together both divine majesty and human littleness. Her contemplation is honest. She does not edit her experience. She brings it all into the gaze of God. This is contemplative prayer. Not emptying the mind, but opening the heart. Not closing and chasing feelings, but receiving reality and letting God illuminate it. Mother of God is the most exalted title ever given to a creature, but it is not simply a poetic phrase. It safeguards the truth of the incarnation. Jesus Christ, born of Mary, is truly God and truly human. He is not God. If he is not God, he cannot save us. If he is not man, he cannot reach us. In Mary, the divine and human meet, without confusion and without separation. By calling Mary Theotokos, the Church is proclaiming that the child in her arms is the eternal Son, the Word through whom all things were made. The infinite God allows himself to be held in human hands. The Creator of the cosmos depends on a mother's love. The one who sustains all life receives nourishment from her body. This is the humility of God. This is the glory of Mary. And this is why she is the model disciple. Mary's entire life is a yes, not only at the Annunciation, but at every moment as she yields to God's unfolding plan. She shows us what it means to receive Christ and to carry him into the world. The world begins a new year with noise, with fireworks, with a flurry of promises and resolutions. The Church begins differently. She begins with a mother, with silence, with a heart that ponders. Mary invites us to start the new year not by making promises to ourselves, but by making space for God. What do we need to ponder? What graces have we rushed past? What burdens remain unspoken, unexamined? What joys have we failed to savor? Perhaps the Lord is asking us to begin this new year in the same way Mary begins her motherhood, by listening, by receiving, by allowing the Word to take root in us slowly, quietly, faithfully. Contemplation is not escape. It is engagement with divine reality. It is the practice of remembering who we are in God's eyes, his beloved children, and allowing that truth to reorder our desires and our days. Today's first reading from the book of Numbers gives us that ancient blessing spoken by Moses over the people of Israel. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you. How fitting that this is proclaimed as we gaze upon the shining face of God in the infant Christ and upon the serene face of his mother. To let God's face shine upon you means to allow yourself to be seen, to be known, to be loved. It means permitting his gaze to rest upon the hidden places of your heart, the places you are tempted to hide from. Mary did this. She allowed God to look upon her in her lowliness, and her life became a vessel of grace. It seems to me that this is the invitation of the new year. As we stand at the threshold of this year, we entrust ourselves to Mary, Mother of God. Her maternal gaze is gentle. Her intercession is powerful. Her example is illuminous. She gathers our scattered hearts and leads us back to the manger, where the face of God looks upon us with peace. May we begin this new year, as she began her life with Christ, with openness, with wonder, with courage, with silence, with love. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us, now and throughout the year that lies before us. Amen. I invite you to place your prayer petitions in the space provided below and send them on to us so we can include them for all to pray. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to also share these words with others in your life and invite them to join us each day as we break open the Word, walking toward salvation. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.